You're listening to Radio Influence.
Flavor, flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here. It's here. That flavor.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. This is my one podcast. We talk about all the goings on, the events of the week. Don't mess around with too much sports. Really, more pop culture. We talk a little politics. You know, Donald Trump always makes things fun to talk about, and just some of the fun stories going on during the week. Now, there's some of the stories aren't that fun as well, though. There's another shooting in Texas. You know, the kids are out there picketing and talk about never again, but. You know, what is being done? We were having these mass gatherings and we have all these discussions, but when it's all said and done, you know what I've noticed? I've noticed more NRA commercials. That's what I've noticed. I haven't noticed any movement at all, no change, no regulations. It's the same old gun laws. That's it. So nothing's being done. There's still shootings and people aren't going to make a big deal out of it because, you know, it's not 17 people dying. If 17 people die again, they'll go, oh my God, that's terrible. And we'll talk about it again and then nothing will be done again. So that's where we are right now. That Broward deputy, that the coward who hid, they just were talking today about his pension. Now, I played 9 years in the NFL, which is a good stint, and I don't know exactly what my pension is, but I'm telling you for a fact, it is not as much as this guy's pension. So while 17 kids were being killed in his school, he was cowering and hiding by a stoop and not helping these kids with a gun, by the way. And he will be receiving the average of his five highest paid years, which equates to $8,700 a month or $104,000 a year. So this guy is going to be getting paid $104,000 a year for the rest of his life for being a coward. I know, I mean, listen, if you're close to retirement, I get it. But if you're there to protect children, you don't have time to worry about your life when 17 kids are being killed. Now, whether he deserves this money or not, that's really not the argument. Why they're getting that much money is the argument. But if you are going to take the money, then you were supposed to have done your job. Seems pretty easy to me. I don't know. But $104,000 for you to not do your job, I'm sure he's pissing some people off in that community, that's for sure. Now, yesterday I did something that was different. I had never been to a roast before. Ted Webb, the radio legend who used to do a show with Jack Harris, been in the radio game for five decades. They had a roast for him. He finally retired. Ted's just funny people, different cat. I was one of the guys roasting him yesterday. I asked to be first up since I had to get away and watch that Lightning game. Go Lightning. But it was odd because I wrote, you know, my monologue or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, there was some racy stuff in it, we'll say. And when I got there, you know, I realized that what I'd written doesn't really pertain to the crowd since, you know, the average age was probably 60 years old. Like, I had some jokes that were, you would only laugh at if you worked at iHeart. And nobody there was from iHeart. They were just old cats looking at me. So I kind of flipped the script a little bit. I mean, if laughter is the gauge, I had the room laughing. So I don't know how I did, but it all turned out all right. Now, if you guys got a chance to watch the video of your girlfriend, Barbecue Becky, they're calling her now, the Caucasian lady who didn't like the congregation of Negroes in the park, she didn't like it. She told them she didn't like it. She called the cops basically saying, there's too many black people together at the park. Somebody videotaped the whole thing. You got to get it. Watch it. Because she could have swore like she was George Zimmerman, okay? Like she was doing well for the community by breaking up this barbecue of black folks. This lady, and this was the scary part for me. You know, most people that do stuff like that are ignorant. You know, they say this lady's a doctor. It's scary because she was ignorant. And at the end of the videotape, watch it all the way through, please. It's very important you watch it all the way through, because at the end of the videotape, when a cop finally, you know, came on board and showed up, she acted like 50 people had raped her. She was crying, like she was so scared and she was terrified, and she was being the aggressor the whole time. Thank God for cell phones, man. I'm telling you, way fewer people are going to get away with bullshit because of cell phones, because everybody's taping everything all the time. And there's so many different stories that without cell phones, you know, it would be a lot different. I'm telling you. But cell phones out there are keeping people out of trouble somehow. And they're also showing us how crazy our world is, because, you know, it seems like every day there's something going on planes and people acting a fool, that's for sure. Now, I've always said that, you know, the Chinese are sending things over here to distract us while they're stealing our intel. I really believe that. They sent Pokemon over. So for like a month, everybody was walking around looking for Chinese characters in parks and everywhere. And while we were looking around and doing those kind of things, they were pretty much stealing out all our information. This Yanny Laurel thing, Chinese are up to this too. I'm telling you. They send it over. We talked about Yanny and Laurel for days. And it's not that deep. It's really not. It was a big thing everywhere. It's odd. I get it. And it's odd that when I hear something, somebody's hearing something else, that's a little bit odd. But we get distracted very, very early, very, very easily. I mean, very, very easily. The royal wedding is going to be going on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., I believe it starts. I'm not going to get up for it. I'm usually up in odd times in the morning, so I might be up anyways. I'll watch it just to say I watched it. But I really don't understand the hoopla with royalty. You know, you're popular and you're rich because of where you were born. Congratulations, good for you, but it doesn't really make you a rock star in my world, although they are treated like rock stars, that's for sure. But this Meghan Markle, who is, you know, she's hot, I get it. Her family's like Honey Boo Boo, man. I mean, they got crazy stuff going on. So they had the father, who looks just a mess. And, you know, unfortunately for him, he's in bad health. He had a heart attack a few days ago, a little over a week ago, that has to go back for some other heart treatment. So he's not going to be able to go to the wedding, which he was uninvited from anyways, because he had sold his likeness to a paparazzi, like a media company. Like, they had a couple pictures of him walking out of restaurants just looking slovenly with a big, huge gut. And I guess he didn't like that depiction of him. So they literally had photo shoots of him reading magazines and looking intelligent. And he sold them. And everybody found out. And the royal family wasn't cool with all that. And I guess he was uninvited. You know, I mean, first of all, she's half black. They were pushing it anyways. And the white part ain't good. So we're going to see, you know, a church where everybody's going to be on one side, and Meghan Markle, her one mom, and maybe one cousin will be on the other side, and then everybody else will be on the other side, and it'll look like, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies and royalty on one side. It's just the royal family has to be shaking their head going, what did we get into? Because they like their stuff lily white. I mean, lily. And Meghan's messing up the lineage. So we'll see how that whole thing turns out. Now, Hawaii is somewhere I've always wanted to go. From what I hear, it's extremely, extremely, extremely expensive. I get that. I always want to go because I want to go to the Pro Bowl. But, you know, one of these days I'm going to find my way to Hawaii. But after watching all this volcano stuff, lava's scary, man. Like, when you see those fires in California are bad enough. But when you make it roll in lava, You can't stop lava, by the way. You can't stop water. And you, well, you can kind of stop water. Not after it flows. But you can't stop lava. And lava just slowly eating stuff up, tearing people's houses up. You see people on the golf courses with, you can't even really see the sky. It's just all ash. That can't be good for you, inhaling all that ash. And it's just, Hawaii's a funky place right now. There's eruptions going on, and they said there's, you know, washing machine-sized boulders on fire, spewing up in the air. I'm going to wait a little bit before I head over to Hawaii, but, you know, my prayers go out to those people over there because, like I said, lava's tearing stuff up, and it you ain't stopping it. There's no way you can stop that stuff from going anywhere. With this whole thing going on in our White House, and it just seems to be never-ending, the things that get said in the White House, and, you know, because of Donald Trump and his demeanor, nobody ever apologizes for anything anymore. And I think it's really rubbing off on our society in general to where people just don't give a crap what they're saying anymore. You know, people don't feel sorry. There's no remorse. You know, and then everything is a leak. They're leaking this. You can't leak anything unless you're up to dirt. What leaks? If you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about leaks for? Everything is they're leaking. And Giuliani's coming out now, and Giuliani is he's a smart cat. And basically said Mueller cannot indict Trump. I don't know anymore. I really don't. I mean, with our judicial system and the process, even if they wanted to indict him, it's going to take so damn long, it won't make any damn sense, to be honest with you. You're not going to get him. You're not. Donald Trump's never showed us anything, from his taxes to anything you ask him for. He's going to tell you, kiss my ass, I don't need to show you nothing. That's basically what we get from our president. And, you know, I hear people sometimes defend him, and that's okay to defend him. And, you know, they'll say, well, Donald Trump, everybody thinks Donald Trump is a racist. He's not a racist. Well, I mean, this as an African-American, if he's not a racist, then I have a really bad racist radar, okay? You know, usually you look at a guy and say, I think that guy's gay. That's your radar, okay? If he's not a racist, then I don't know what a racist looks like. Because every single thing that comes out of his mouth is what a racist would say, unfortunately. Now, the other day he called immigrants that were deported animals. You know, and Big Eye Sarah Huckabee is going to come out and say, well, no, he didn't really mean all the immigrants. He meant the like MP-13 or whatever, some gang. Listen, okay, the problem is this. Donald Trump has opportunity, and it's come up many, many times, to call white people animals and won't do it. That's the problem. In Charlottesville, you should have called those racist bastards animals. That would have evened some things up. But not only did you not call them animals, you really said they're actually pretty good people. And it's never white people. And that's, you got to believe that's got to be, it's a little bit scary. And this whole thing with leaks and, you know, the Justice Department is out to frame me. The Justice Department is out to frame you. You're neurotic, you're paranoid, and we're listening to somebody that supposedly doesn't eat any food that anybody cooks because he's scared he's going to get poisoned. Of course he thinks people are framing him. He's nuts. He's batshit crazy, okay? And we're sitting back and we're listening to it and we're watching it, and, you know, that's who's running our world right now. The whole world, he is running it with that attitude. So the way it turns out, we're going to see. And it just, every week that goes by, there's just different craziness coming out of his mouth. And now all of our allies, he's turning into friends. And everybody that was supposed to be protecting us, Department of Justice, FBI, they're our enemies. Department of Justice, FBI, and Democrats are enemies to him. Anybody that doesn't believe in what he believes is an enemy. You're lucky we live in the United States of America, or he would be offing them. I'm telling you, he'd be offing all of them. That's his mentality for sure. But this is our world. We're living in it. It's getting scarier every day. It's getting more divided every single day. And it's getting to the point where I almost don't want to watch it anymore. But it's entertaining. So that's it. Yesterday in the roast, I was saying, I remember way back when I first listened to Jack and Ted, and I wasn't really political. I don't think I'm political anymore, although I do watch, you know, political shows. I listened to them. I said, I don't agree with anything these old curmudgeons are saying. Not one damn thing. And I guess that's what's so great about politics, and that's what's so bad about it as well. I like Jack. I like Ted. I just don't believe in their politics. But it's okay to still get along with somebody and not agree with their politics. That's why it's so hard to talk politics with people in your family and people that you love. It's really, really hard. Because when somebody has a different view, it's real, real tough right now. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are still defending Trump, and that's your right. And they look at you like you're crazy, and, well, how can you not see that he's a great president? No, how can you not see that the man hasn't told that truth not one freaking time? That's it. Oh, how can you not see that everything he's ever trying to accomplish is to get anybody brown out of the country? And he loves to say, we're keeping them all out. It's impossible to keep them all out, that's for sure. But he's going to gosh darn try. He's trying his darndest. Now, if you guys are into football like I obviously am, I have another podcast, In the Trenches, that comes out every Monday. Sometimes I have a special guest. Sometimes I roll by myself. Last week, I broke down all the quarterbacks in the NFL. And I kind of just, you know, bounce around. And it's just fun NFL talk and football talk in general. If you guys ever have any questions for me about this podcast or about football, Ian Beckles at radioinfluence.com. And I appreciate you guys listening. The numbers have been great. Numbers continue to go up. And that's what it's all about. I like to talk, so this gives me another opportunity. So everybody have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles, and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's here. That flavor
in your ear.
Flavor
in your ear.
Bringing that flavor.
This is a Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
If I'm seated at a stationary position and I'm running radar, I'm focused on the vehicle. These are the things I may have to put out over the radio. My eyes, more than likely, don't work fast enough at 70 miles an hour to say, ooh, 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 that's a black person. Let me go pull them over. Now, keep in mind, I'm running radar. I'm checking out the vehicle description because I need to make sure that the vehicle I'm pointing the radar at is the one I'm going to stop. I'm doing all of this stuff. So trust me, at 70 miles an hour while I'm stationary, my eyes don't say, ooh, ooh, there goes one. I'm going to get that one. It's a black person. But simply because you're black and this officer was white, you wanted to make yourself a victim, a fake victim. F-I-C-T-I-M, a victim.
Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.